work in you're the environment looks supervisor.
Right.
So you're on the look development team. So for like an average Joe kind of person that they don't really hear that term every day, okay. how would you describe that in layman's terms?
Okay, I'll go very simple and then I'll get a little more complex. Okay. So the most simplistic, I would say, like if I were talking to my grandmother, I'd be like, I paint the backgrounds that you see on the films.
All right.
If I'm going to go a little bit more, talking to my parents, I would be like, oh, yeah, so, you know, I get this geometry. I get it. It's basically, it's kind of like a, like clay, like a sculpture, but it's in the computer.
Right.
And it's all gray, and I'm putting the color on it. I'm telling what's metal, what's cloth. I'm telling what type of material it is. And I'm also, I'm growing the fur. I'm growing the plants and placing it all.
Right. So back in the day, if you would have been working for, like, Walt Disney, like on Snow White, you would have had, like, those cameras. And you would have been putting the backgrounds in.
The multiplane camera.
The multiplanes, yeah, like
and
that.
And then painting them. Painting those backgrounds and putting them in, yeah.
Okay, very cool. Yeah, because, I mean, for, like, animation, like, nerds and stuff like myself, like, I know what that means. But sure. I just thought, you know, you want to explain those kind of things to people. So, in your presentation, what kind of things did you go over to kind of show what you do?
Well, I went over the various worlds, and I showed basically one example was the rainforest. And
okay, because there's that rainforest part of Zootopia, and then there's like Sahara Square,
yeah. And Tundra Town.
So you did all those?
I worked on, all those. Wow. And I have a team of artists that were painting and doing, you know, a lot of the different sets that are in the film.
That's great. And what's the mouse one? I know there's like a mouse one.
Oh, Little Rodentia.
Yeah, that's so Little cool. Rodentia, that's so cute. I was like, I just love all those concepts. So you did all of those?
Yeah, we worked on all of those. Yep, we had a team of... basically, a team about 17 people, and it's not—that's not that big to be painting the entire film, you know.
Yeah.
And then we worked with lighting and with effects artists and with all these other departments to make it come together and make what we paint kind of work for the director.
Right. Okay. So that's great because that kind of filled in the gaps because I was thinking like, yeah, I mean, I know what that is, but maybe some other people might not know. Speaking of which, last semester I talked to Mike O'Brien. He works for Pixar.
Okay.
And he's their technical effects supervisor. And I asked him a question that I wanted to ask you since you kind of work in as the head of this kind of specific area of the film. At what time in the process are you brought into the film? How far is it?
Well, I myself am brought in pretty early.
Okay.
My team is brought in a little later.
Okay.
I'm coming in early. I worked on it for about 2 years. And I come in probably about 6 months after the CG supervisor gets hired. And he gets hired to start planning and thinking about what the movie is and the worlds and everything. And then I come in and I'm planning as well, but I'm planning more along the lines of how are we going to do this?
Right.
How are we going to accomplish these worlds? And technically, how are we going to do them? And then I'm on early to try and figure out how is this going to look? How do we exploration of look and different styles?
Yeah, because that was my kind of question that when I got this interview that I was kind of thinking like, what part of the artistic process do you have in this sense? Because you're thinking like, okay, Zootopia, like that's the story. Mm-hmm. Maybe you have some characters of some kind, you know, in the early development stages, like Disney usually likes to percolate a movie for like 6 years. That's just like a good chunk right there. So you're brought in that early. So you basically came up with Zootopia in a lot of senses, right?
Well, I helped. I don't think one person that is below the director and writer came up with it, but I helped kind of guide it to where it needed to be because we're working with the art director and production designer and they have their vision, but they also look at me for ideas and for things as well. And they look at me to help push it further because obviously they're on the 2D side, I'm on the 3D side, and they're looking at me to come up with ideas to help translate that 2D to 3D and make it as good as it can be. And since they don't know some of the tech behind it, you know, I can kind of help out with that.
Oh, good. Okay. So there was that whole diagnosis on what exactly you do. So at the very beginning, before any of this even happens, like, what's your initial inspiration? Like, what are the things that inspired you to maybe, like, work for Disney in the beginning? Because I know that, I mean, in the past you worked on, when I was looking at your resume, like, they're, like, the Disney movies of the past 10 years. Like, I think you worked on, like, Tangled, right? And Lion King 3D.
Yeah.
Frozen, Big Hero 6. You worked on Big Hero 6. Uh-huh. Like, those are, like, the biggest movies that they've done in the past few years. So what initially got you started? Like, this is what I want to do, and this is where I want to be.
Well, I think what it happened, I mean, in high school, I kind of got guided towards animation just because I liked art and I liked, you know, I like geeking around on computers.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really fun, and you know, diving into different programs and just messing around. And then it just naturally, I was like, okay, well then computer animation seems like where I want to go.
Yeah.
So then I went to college. Just going to college, then, you know, it kind of led me to, I like to paint environments, so I'm going to do that for my demo reel. Mm-hmm. And then that kind of led me to, after college, you know, applying different places and eventually applying at Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And it was luck and timing for that. You
oh,
know?
Yeah.
And because it's not, it's almost like you can't almost just go, well, I want to work for Disney. I mean, you can try, it's really, really, really hard, but it's also a little bit luck, a little bit timing. And
oh, yeah. Because that's what I was thinking, because I remember reading, I believe, that you were fairly young when you started, right? It was like,
yeah,
you were like 20 or so?
I was 20, yeah.
Yeah, that's really young. I can't imagine taking that on at 20, knowing what I know now, like there's no way I would have been able to do that. So what was the first project you worked on?
The very first thing was called TikTok Tale, and I was a trainee at when I started, so that was like basically like a trial, and so they were like, well, we have this short, you know, we're going to put you on it, and I had there was another trainee that was with me, and so basically me and her, we painted that short is now on the DVD,
mm-hmm.
it's on the Disney Shorts DVD, but we basically, everything you see in that film, mm-hmm. we did all, just us two, did that whole thing.
Wow.
But it never got released until now, and then, you mm-hmm. know, after that, you know, then it was, then Tangled needed a spot, needed a person, extra person in look on there, so
I
started as an artist on that.
Okay, very cool. Yeah, so when you were working on Tangled, like, just in, like, the animation, like, geeky sense, like, did you get to meet, like, Glenn Keane or anything
oh,
like that?
Yeah.
Because I know he worked on that one, and I was like, oh, I would have freaked out, because I got to, how many years ago was it? Maybe a couple years ago. I got to meet Andreas Deja. He worked on, like, Aladdin and a lot of that stuff. He's done some really great work, and mm-hmm. I was freaking out. So I can't imagine, like, meeting Glenn Keane.
Yeah,
like,
that was really cool. And then, also, I worked more directly with his daughter, mm-hmm. Claire Keane.
Right.
So mm-hmm. she still worked at Disney, and mm-hmm. it was really cool, because she came up with a lot of the, you know, everything you see in the interior of the tower. She came up with, she literally painted all that stuff, and we would just project it on there. It was really cool.
That is so cool.
Yeah, working with her.
I love it. Okay, so Disney, of course, you talking about working with, you know, 3D and working on the computer side of things. Disney's known a lot for innovations. What kind of things did you come across working on Zootopia? Like, was there any kind of problems initially, or like, because that's kind of what people hire you for, is problem
mm-hmm.
solving. Like, how are we going to do this?
Yeah.
So what were some of those special things?
Well, we had a new renderer called Hyperion. So we broke off from RenderMan. That was during Big Hero 6.
Yeah, that's what Mike, when I interviewed him, he said that as well, that RenderMan is like the thing now or something.
Yeah,
like,
but that was at RenderMan's by Pixar. And we needed something for our pipeline.
Right.
So we developed that, our own renderer.
Okay.
And called Hyperion. And basically, that was one of the challenges on Zootopia, is figuring out how we're going to do all these worlds. How are we going to make them look with our new renderer? Because everything is new again.
Mm-hmm.
We have to figure out foliage and plants and rainforest again.
Uh-huh.
Because we didn't really have forest scenes in Big Hero 6. We didn't have all that stuff. So we have to figure out all this stuff that we may have done in the past, but now new renderer, so we technically have to redo it. Rethink about how we're doing it.
Okay, that's really cool. Yeah, because I didn't know with Zootopia, it had such a... because it's all animals and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that. So I haven't seen them do anything quite this, like, texture-based. Like, everything has, like, really beautiful textures. And, of course, like, Big Hero 6, like, was mind-blowing. It was, like, so beautiful. But, yeah, this is a lot of, like, fur and
mm-hmm.
foliage. And then you're taking different parts of the animal kingdom and kind of putting them into, like, a metropolitan setting. So what were those conversations kind of like, where you have like Tundra Town and Sahara Square and like those kind of
things? There were really early talks. Like, I talked to Dave Goetz, our production designer, and Matthias Lechner, our art director, and so I was talking with them early on about, like, we have to make this film look different than
mm-hmm.
even though we're using the same render, we want it to look different than Big Hero 6 and have its own feel and own identity.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one of the main things that we wanted to do early on.
Oh, great. Oh, yeah. So obviously, I think you accomplished it already, because, like I said, I see the posters all the time because I work at the Disney store.
Oh, cool.
So I see it's around me all
yeah.
the time. And it's very, I'm really excited to see it. It's
That's
really
cool.
strong. What was your favorite part of working on it? Because it just looks like, just alone, like the energy of the movie is so fun that I can't imagine, like, what was your favorite thing?
My favorite thing was the team dynamic. So
mm-hmm.
it changes every film. You know, every film there's a new set of people that you're, right. you have the same people you work with, but it's a new setup, new art director, new production designer, new production staff, always. Mm-hmm. Production helps all of us artists. Mm-hmm. And so that dynamic changes. And they're all your friends, too, and it's a unique thing where you know it's not going to last forever, mm-hmm. but so you enjoy it while you have it, you know, kind of thing, and you get this weird bond, and it's mm-hmm. just, it's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, okay. So it's more like the team morality kind of affects, like, the movie's vibe and things like that.
Oh, sure.
Different people work on the movie, and then you get different inspirations.
Absolutely, yeah, it takes on its own character, kind of.
I love it. Okay, so if you had to pick, like, your favorite Disney film, like, one you wish you would have been able to work on, or one you wish you would have made.
Probably.
If you had to pick, I know it's hard.
Probably, I mean, my childhood favorite is Beauty and the Beast, I don't know, I'd probably want to work in Lion King just because of how epic it was.
Oh, yeah, because you did the 3D one, correct?
I did. I worked in the 3D one, but I
wanted to. Which I went and saw in the theaters.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
And it was weird because I saw it with my dad uh-huh. when it came out initially,
yeah.
and then we saw it again. I did the same thing with Phantom Menace. Like, Phantom Menace came out, like, you know, in the late 90s, and so I saw that with my dad. And then when it came back in 3D, I saw it with him again.
Uh-huh.
It's, like, a really weird thing because you're just like, I'm, like, 20 now. And it's, like, not, it's, like, really strange.
Yeah.
But Lion King would have been amazing, because I recently, when Aladdin came back out on DVD, and then I just got Snow White because it got re-released.
Yeah, like, that's right.
They're getting really good mm-hmm. at remastering these films.
I know, like, yeah. They're getting
Snow White looked incredible. Mm-hmm. Like, it was pretty crazy. Because, you know, when you watch, like, the old VHSs and things like that, it's, you know, you can see its age, but
yeah,
so Lion King would have been a really fun one.
To initially be painting and doing that.
Yeah, like, do you work at all in 2D, or is it mostly all 3D?
I work only in 3D, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's 2D artists, I mean, at Disney, but, you know, they're doing various things, like VizDev right now and things like that.
Mm-hmm. What is some projects that you have coming up? Like, are you booked on anything else now that Zootopia is about to come out?
Yeah, actually, I've already started on Gigantic, so I'm look supervisor on that one, too.
Oh, yeah, I've seen the things for that, and I know that, obviously, like, it's Pixar, but, like, Finding Dory, you know, it's about to come out. We've already gotten marketing for that in our stores. Which is, like, it doesn't come out till, like, next year.
And I know, I'm
like,
a while.
They just like to jump on. Because uh-huh. I remember when I watched the D23 Expo, like, maybe 2 years ago, that's when they were showing the stuff for Zootopia.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, this movie's going to come out. And I was like, oh, that's years old. Uh-huh. Now I'm sitting here talking to you about it.
Yeah.
So it's crazy. Well, I'm really glad I got to talk to you, and I'm glad your presentation went well. Have you seen the film yet?
Oh, I've seen it. Many times.
Oh, cool. Okay, because when I, like I said, when I talked to Mike about Good Dino, it was about to come out, and he hadn't seen the whole thing yet. He's like, oh, he's like, no, I haven't really got to see it yet.
Yeah, so, we had a wrap party already, and that's mm-hmm. where we watched the film, and then we kind of party afterwards.
Right, yeah, like, how soon did you, like, how long ago was that?
That was January 23rd.
So it was, like, right there.
Yeah.
Because when I talked to Mike, mm-hmm. it was about to come out, like, during Thanksgiving. He's like, we literally had a wrap party, like, 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Like, doesn't it come out in, like, 3 days?
Yeah, yeah.
He's like,
it happens quick. Yeah,
yeah, he's like, it happens. Uh-huh. So it was really funny.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I appreciate your time.
Very cool.
Thank you so much
awesome.
For this. Yeah, and I hope you have fun in Houston.
Well, yeah. Well, leaving tonight.
He's leaving right
now. Oh, no!
Let me get a picture of you guys next to the one sheet, and then he's going to do a phoner
Oh, nice.
Immediately after. We're going to put that on speakerphone if you